Good morning with your Central Coast headlines. I'm Scott Taylor. San Luis Obispo City residents are invited to a preparedness workshop this afternoon being put on by the fire department at the county library at 4 p.m. You'll learn about how to be prepared in the event of an emergency, but Chief Agson says,
if you're not able to make it, you can go to our website. We've got a really great list of information as to here's all the items you would need. Not only do you need food and water for your family, you also need to be concerned about your pets. You need to, you know, think about where you may relocate if you have to go. And if your family's apart during the disaster, you know, what's your plan to make sure you reassemble everybody together?
Again, the preparedness workshop will be held this afternoon at the county library at 4 p.m. If you're missing a loaded handgun, the Atascadero Police Department would like to talk with you. Authorities say a man walked into the department yesterday to report finding a loaded .22 caliber handgun on the 8500 block of Graves Creek Road. Officials say there's currently no indication the gun was used in a crime. They add that while it's rare for a loaded handgun to be discovered like this, it does happen. And a bill that would require college-level athletes receive fair pay has been sent to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. The NCAA committee has already said it won't endorse a plan to pay athletes as if they were employees, but the organization could ease limits on endorsement deals for athletes. In and around California, schools and conferences believe this legislation might not be the best solution. Governor Gavin Newsom has not said whether he will sign the bill. With your Central Coast headlines, I'm Scott Taylor.